or properly an Article 5 constitutional convention. I'm Ben Swan with your Truth in Media Moment, sponsored in part by BenSwan.com. Radio and TV hosts such as Mark Levin and Sean Hannity have been talking about this for some time. An Article 5 constitutional convention, which can be used to create new amendments to the U.S. Constitution. New amendments that could be used to force Washington to balance the U.S. budget and would require responsiveness to the people. But is an Article 5 con really the answer? Or is there a reason for Americans who consider themselves to be liberty-minded and constitutionalists to be very wary about this idea? I believe there is. I'll tell you why right after this. The destruction of constitutional liberties and endless foreign wars. The voice of the American people silenced while lawmakers simply enrich themselves and the political class. I'm Ben Swan. It isn't about left versus right. No. The real fight in America is liberty versus tyranny. At BenSwan.com, we are breaking the left-right paradigm. We know that the American two-party system is broken and that to restore American liberty means to restore your rights as an individual. At BenSwan.com, we cover stories that the national media simply won't touch. From the National Defense Authorization Act and indefinite detention, to nullification, drone strikes, the militarization of police and crony capitalism. We're not afraid to stand up for the rights of the people. We are the face of new media. BenSwan.com, it's where humanity is greater than politics. The idea that that Article 5 constitutional convention sure is exciting, but is it also dangerous? Well, it certainly could be. The real danger for liberty-minded Americans is that the current climate among lawmakers, both on the national and the state level, is a climate that has very little regard for personal, individual, and natural rights. Take, for instance, all that's gone on in our nation for the past 12 years since September 11, 2001. Fourth Amendment due process rights have been suspended by Congress. The executive branch claims it has the power to indefinitely detain U.S. citizens until the end of the war on terror. And speaking of war, Congress hasn't had a constitutionally declared war since World War II. The Second Amendment right to keep and bear arms is infringed more and more daily. So here's the big question. If an Article 5 constitutional convention is held, what will it do to force Congress and the President to obey the Constitution when they're not obeying it now? The other danger, what happens if new amendments are added to attempt to strip constitutional rights that currently exist? For stories that affect your liberty, you can find me.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
Knob Creek Gun Range invites you to come out and support the Second Amendment, the right to keep and bear arms, the country's biggest machine gun and military gun show. The 3-day event is October 12th, 13th, and 14th at Knob Creek, Kentucky, where the public can participate in the high-power action. Thousands attend this semi-annual event. This is a must-see for all gun enthusiasts and collectors. There will be hundreds of vendors for every type of firearm and accessory available in the marketplace today. Go to www.machinegunshoot.com for all the scheduled events and directions to Knob Creek, Kentucky. on-site camping facilities available, or go to www.machinegunshoot.com for hotel and motel accommodations. Only $10 admission fee per day, $5 for 12 and under. Knob Creek Gun Range is also open year-round for your shooting enjoyment. Call 502-922-4457 for more information or visit www.machinegunshoot.com.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit HerbalHealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time. HerbalHealer.com.
I'm glad I came back to report. I got a good grope down, Steve. They groped me nice. They had me spread my legs, and they took the back of their hands, and they went all up and down my thighs, and they went on my belt line, and they groped me good, man. I got the opportunity for the first time since the TSA has taken the street, or taking the airports in this case, to opt out. And it was at an airport that had a naked body scanner, a radiation scanning device. There was only one line and one opportunity to go through the naked body scanner, and I opted out. So the first thing they go is they get on the walkie-talkie, we have a male opt-out. I'm thinking to myself, did they really have to repeat it three times?
Yes, because all of the really, you know, intense pervs want to know whether you're a male or a female, see?
So they took me past the naked body scanner, and they said, well, we want you to know that if you decide to opt out, you'll be subjected to some intimate screenings.
Intimate screenings? You mean we're going to go behind closed doors and have a candlelight dinner, and you're going to talk to me?
I told them, I said, I don't know if my wife will be okay with this. So I've been gone all week on a trip, and I don't know if she's going to be cool with that. But anyway, so they took me over. Steve, I got it all recorded.
Oh, cool.
One little problem.
Oh.
So here's what happened. So they take me over to the screening area, and it's out so everybody can see. And I say, you don't mind if I record this to you? He says, no. And then he tried to tell me, well, since the phone has gone through the security already, you're not allowed to touch it. And I'm like, what? That makes no sense. None whatsoever. Because if I was to have gone through
security. Yeah, right.
Yeah, because if I was to have gone through the regular rigmarole of the radiation device and the naked body scanner, and my phone was to have gone through the security, I would have been able to touch my phone no problem. And once I was done with the screening, I was able to touch my phone no problem. So it made no sense whatsoever. But they said, oh, well. I said, well, listen, I'm just going to record it. It's no big deal. I'll just record it. I'll just place it here, and I won't hold it. So I placed the phone down, turned the recording on. And I was so discombobulated. I guess is the word I'm looking for here. So discombobulated that I had the phone facing the wrong direction so that the screen was facing me and the lens was facing my laptop bag.
Ah.
So I didn't get the actual video footage. However, The phone did record the audio conversation between myself and the TSA agent. So it starts off, excuse me, sir, please spread your legs wider, wider. Sir, I'm going to be groping you in sensitive areas. I just want you to know this. By the way, I don't think he used the word groping.
I'm going to be detecting you. I'm going to be, you know, clearing you for security.
Yes, I will be, this will be, I just want you to know that I might touch private areas. I think he did say something along those lines. Anyways, I got the recording. I'll play it at some point.
Yeah.
Because you'll have to hear it. There's some noise in the background, so it's not the greatest audio quality. But I figured I would extract the chunks that would be interesting to our audience, Steve, and let them listen to this guy. Because here was the most interesting component of it all. After I was done with the screening, or towards the end of the screening as I'm being groped, I say to him, I said, do you understand why people opt out? And he said, yeah, I understand that they don't understand the true nature of these devices and blah, blah, blah. I said, so you're telling me you understand that they don't understand the nature of these devices and blah, blah, blah. So, yep.
Yeah, oh, boy.
I said, okay. So that really wasn't making any statement there. That was just kind of telling me what you suppose people think who opt out, which is not necessarily what they actually think or not necessarily, you know.
As if it's into their business anyway, really.
Sure, or what the real reasons behind it are. And then he goes on to say, with the devices, they don't take the people don't understand the imaging involved.
Ah.
Oh, really? They don't understand the imaging. Okay. But what about the radiation? Put the imaging aside. Put the invasion of privacy aside. Not to minimize it at all, not to trivialize it, but put it aside. What about the radiation? And, of course, he's been radiated 9 to 5 for the last however long he's been working there. And he says, there's no radiation. I said, zero, zilch, nada, no radiation. He said, no, there's no radiation. I said, really? I said, not even background levels? No. No radiation. He goes on to tell me, Steve, it's like your cell phone.
Oh, yeah, like your cell phone.
I said, oh, really? That, like your cell phone? Oh, well, he says, do you use a cell phone? And obviously I had a cell phone there recording it. And I said, no, I don't use a cell phone on my body. I don't hold it up to my head and leave it there and so on and so forth. And he said, oh, did one of those grumbles under his breath. And at this point, I'm thinking, oh, my God, this guy's not only is he going to grow me, he's going to try to tase me. He said, don't tase me, bro.
Yeah, I'll have you on the radio.
So, yeah, I survived the TSA groping, Steve, and all is well in the world. How are you, man?
I'm doing good. Now, let me get this straight. Where did they grope you? Where was this naked body scanner still installed? Because they've taken a lot of those out of the airports, as I understand.
Well, I don't want to give out the airport because I don't want to disclose where I was.
All right. I'm just wondering, you know, I mean, this was pretty stringent TSA activity. And
yes.
They have gotten rid of a lot of that or scaled it down in quite a few places.
Well, what I will say, Steve, is that there is a full list online, and I think we published it at the website, bobtuscan.com, a while back, of airports that do and do not have the naked body scanners. And even when I've flown through airports in the past, for instance, when I went to Philadelphia, for the Free Your Mind Conference, both 1 and 2. Philadelphia has naked body scanners in the airport there. However, it's such a large airport that not all of the lines going through the TSA security are directed through a naked body scanner. So you can, if you're conscious enough and aware enough, decide to go through the other line to avoid the rigmarole of the naked body scanner. And then on top of that, there are airports such as the Orlando International Airport here in Florida that does not have the naked body scanner. On the other hand, Jacksonville has the naked body scanner. So when I had the choice of either flying through Jacksonville or Orlando, because I'm in between the two cities, I'm about 2 hours from both, I decided to fly out of Orlando. And this was a decision I made. And many others out there probably aren't flying at all for good reason. And I try not to fly but a couple times a year. Steve, we got a lot of catch up on, a lot of contemporary news to get to, and we will do so on the other side of this quick break. It's the Bob Tuscan Show with Steve Starrs. Whatever.
And we're glad to be here. We're glad to be here.
So if the people are wondering, my producer just spit in my ear, you got 15 seconds. Well, you've got 15 seconds.
Hey, here it is.
All right, Steve, let's take the break and come back.
We'll boogie after the break.
We'll boogie.
Are you facing foreclosure? Worried about late payments? Fight back and stay in your home. Zero Debt Guaranteed can help. We'll send you a free ebook just for calling 800-477-9256. Or go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Get the details on how to remove your risk to your debt. And so important to many homeowners today, how to stop foreclosure.
Forget loan modification.
The Zero Debt in 90 Days system can show you how to get the bank to pay your property taxes and insurance while stopping your foreclosure.
Without paying one dime.
You can take control. Stop foreclosure. Protect your cash, assets, wages, property, and sleep peacefully at night.
We've been helping people for over 18 years.
Call Zero Debt Guaranteed, 800-477-9256. Ask for free information, no obligation. That's 800-477-9256. Or visit ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com now.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at TakeFromCaesar.us.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit HerbalHealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time. HerbalHealer.com.
Lucifer, son of the morning, I'm gonna chase you out of earth. I'm gonna put on an iron shirt and chase Satan out of earth. I'm gonna put on an iron shirt. Chase the devil out of Earth. I'm gonna send him to outer space to find another race. I'm gonna send him to outer space to find another race.
We have some great guests coming up on the Bob Tuscan Show, and I want to thank everyone who helped fill in John and Danny did a great job, and Steve Starr's really kept it alive, man. And how was the interview with Barry Shamish on Friday?
Oh, it went really good. You know, of course, there were some good people and some good comments that came in after the show, too, because we had about a two-hour interview. Barry's tongue was all swollen. He could barely talk the whole time. We talked a lot about him losing his good friend, Joel Bainerman, you know, who had, was the guy that uncovered the Iran-Contra affair. You know, they had been colleagues for many years. He passed away just last week. But we also talked about Perez and the whole situation. Barry was pretty hard on Israel. You know, I mean, you know, at one point he said, I don't know what to say at this point. You know, and one part of my mind says, damn Israel, damn Israel. And then the other side says, I still have people that I know that live there, you know. And so, I mean, it was kind of a tough situation. And, of course, we got into some other issues as well. But, you know, it's a hard time for him. And he lost a good friend and a colleague, a brilliant journalist, by the way. But, yeah, we had a good show and we had some good comments afterward. The rest of the time we had some other good people on and the show was good. And we missed you, Bob. We were wanting to hear a Bob Man on the Street interview. But I guess, you know, they wouldn't let you do that while you were being groped at TSA. So, you know.
No, they prohibited me from doing so. So I had to avoid that. Did we do a War Room Wednesday?
Yeah. Doug and I had a really great show for Wednesday. We really did. And, we had a lot of good talking and Doug even hung on for another segment or so to got me through for a little bit further. It's kind of fun to have him on. I like him. We don't agree on everything, but I like his optimistic point of view and I like his analysis. So yeah, we had a really good time with him.
Somebody's got to be optimistic because I'm such a darn pessimist. We need to balance out the airwaves. I want to hear from the callers. Steve, I'm hesitating bringing this up. Let's just say this.
Yeah.
Let me get it out because I got to get it off my chest. For the record, folks, I have a hard time not being as blunt and real and open and sharing with my ideas and thoughts as one could be. And it's not just for the show. I have a hard time in real life, too. If something's on my mind, I don't bottle it up very well, if I can speak here. This weekend, one of the producers here got a phone call from a listener. I don't want to mention this listener's name, but he calls into the Bob Tuscan show from time to time. And he's told us on the show about his issues with child custody services, or CPS, Child Protection Services, which... as many of our listeners know, it is an agency that has brought forth quite a bit of havoc in the lives of families all over the country. Yeah, you can say they've done some good. However, there's horror story after horror story. I think the big one that comes to mind most recently is the little girl in Austin who was taken away from her parents because they smoked marijuana, cannabis, and then was put in the hands of a sick and demented individual foster parent who ended up killing the child. This was just absolutely unfathomable for any parent or thinking and caring human to imagine. So we know Child Protection Services is very much an agency that can and has and will stick their nose in people's business and create all sorts of turmoil. And for that matter, government in general, the nanny state in general, has a knack for doing this. Okay? Well, this listener had expressed to us his own personal battle with such agencies. And I've always really empathized with him and tried to offer, you know, my listening ear and my audience. And anyways, this listener called up RBN this weekend to tell a producer that he had tried. And this is the message I got from the producer. I'll paraphrase it. He tried. Here we go. I'm not going to paraphrase. I'm going to quote it exactly so I don't get this wrong. My producer wrote me and he says, this caller called up. He said he did the best he could and wishes me, Bob Tuscan, the best of luck. So I was concerned. And then I heard from this producer that he had barricaded himself in his house and that the SWAT team was outside. And I said to myself, oh no. Oh no. Things got real, real fast, folks. You know, I do this show. We hear from callers. I consider it to be, I hate to say a family because that sounds cliche, but I'm not just fielding calls and
right.
And not considering them to be real people that I don't necessarily care about, but that I care about. I mean, when you call my show, Steve, it's like coming to my home. Okay, and we might not be the best of friends, but you've been in my house. You've been there. And you might not come all the time, but you've been there. And I know your face, and I know your inflections in this case of your voice. Okay, so I have an affinity for my callers on different levels and in different respects, but I definitely care about the callers and remember them at the very least. So when I heard this, I said, oh my goodness. I hope this guy doesn't do something stupid. I hope he's not being framed. I hope this isn't some sort of spook, some sort of psyop. I hope it's not real, but then again, I hope that it is real in the sense that I don't want to be manipulated to being concerned about something like this. So I decided, because I was concerned, to call as an anonymous member of the press to learn more about the situation and to see if I could validate what I was being told by the producer who was being told this by this caller, who mentioned my name explicitly and called directly for me. Okay, there's many hosts on the network. He was looking for me. And as a father who has been very open about my last 2+ years with my son and learning to be a conscious parent in this crazy world, dealing with bureaucracy and the system in different respects, I worried that I might be the center of something that many of us have read about in the news that could have gone drastically wrong fast. When I come back, I want to tell you what happened because I'm out of time for this segment. I want to tell you what I found out and what actually happened and what the resolution was to this, and then we'll move on to some news beyond the humble Bob Tuscan show.
The Bob Tuscan Show.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The united voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. Escapeharassment.com.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity, Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
Through their ministries of propaganda, each took complete control of the theater, the movies, the radio, every cultural activity and every channel of information.
Well, times is tough, all right.
Yeah, I'll say.
It's the future.
All right, I discussed it over with Steve and my producer over the break. And I'm just going to go ahead and put this story out on the table because it has been reported on by NBC or ABC. And since it's now public record and out in the open, I'll play you the story and give you the lamestream media's coverage on this. And I think much of this is trumped up, but I will give you their take. And for the record, I just want to point out that I was concerned. I was really concerned, and I had called the police, and they were somewhat open with me about what was going on, the last thing I wanted to have my show be in the middle of is some sort of event that could have gotten out of hand. You know, he could have killed himself, could have killed a loved one, a police officer, and I'm not saying that's what could have happened, but the thoughts go running through your mind. You know what I mean, Steve? Crazier things have happened. We had that guy shoot up the Jewish Community Center, and there's all sorts of people that could be programmed. I don't know. I'm crazy. I'm a conspiracy theorist, whatever. But my thoughts go a little wild when I hear something like this.
Well, let's listen to the story and see how they covered it from this ABC affiliate in Peoria, and then go from there as to what we know about the background here.
A standoff with police that ended with a battering ram leaves a Peoria man charged with assaulting a police officer. 55-year-old James Stack was arrested at his home at 1555 Folkers Sunday afternoon. Police say Stack, a suspect in an assault case, fled on his bicycle. When police caught up with him, Stack reportedly pushed an officer and then pushed a door closed on the officer's arm. Authorities say Stack barricaded the door and kept police at bay for 3 hours before he was apprehended. Stack faces charges of aggravated battery on a police officer, aggravated assault on a police officer, and assault.
So there it is.
Right.
Again,
what's the,
it
what's
seems
the background, though? Yeah, nobody knows anything about the background, right?
Well, he had, and I'll just paraphrase what I recall from his calls, but he had a tumultuous, is that the word?
Yeah, that's good. Tumultuous.
Tumultuous?
Problematic.
Say that 5 times fast. relationship with an ex, and there was a child in the middle, and I believe the child, and police did confirm this when I called, had been taken away from him and is in the custody of the state. And I guess this ex and him got in some sort of altercation. It was a domestic dispute, as it was described to me by the police. And the cops were called, and he wanted to remain silent and avoid the confrontation, and he fled. Right or wrong, he fled, and he barricaded himself in the house, and I guess in the process, he assaulted a police officer, which, yeah, I don't know, it seems like a stretch there. He shut the door on the guy, you know, but that's the story, Steve. I have a feeling in no time we'll hear from him. He'll post bail and we'll hear his side and learn more. But, it's always interesting when you're brought in, not in the middle necessarily, but you're brought up while somebody's barricaded in his house with the SWAT team outside.
Yeah, we'll just have to see. I mean, it's always, like you said, difficult to ascertain what happened in the dispute between him and his ex, you know, but this is the key thing, of course, and I know this, I don't want to sound like I am, you know, taking the wimp way out, but you always have to handle yourself very well around law enforcement, you know, because even though you may not take the rap, you may take the ride, as it's been said before, and I'm not in favor of just submitting and laying down.
Sure, you gotta pick and choose your battles, you know, I empathize with people that want to stand up and say, hell no, you can't trample over my rights. But if it means being a little bit more polite for the sake of appeasing the situation so that you're not in a larger conflict with trumped up charges, then just bite your tongue sometimes. And I know that's difficult, and we're working to change things, folks. We're working to combat the police state that we live in. But sometimes you gotta pick and choose your battles. And if you gotta bite your tongue in the moment to be a better activist in the long run, then so be it. That's my perspective, and I'm sticking with it, Steve.
Yeah, I agree too, because remember, your rights are being trampled upon anyway. You might as well keep your head intact while you lose your rights rather than losing them both. Okay, so be wise about all that. If you can document things very well. Sometimes a few cops will actually show you some favoritism if you handle yourself well. And occasionally they will, that'll weigh in on things. So there are some good people out there in uniform who just don't like confrontations any more than the rest of us do. And I'm not saying that the whole situation here, that I know at all, because I sure don't. I mean, there's a lot that was going on here, and we really do care about our friend here who's gotten into this mess, because I'm sure there are things that we don't know about that he made that aren't up to par with what normally should be done. And when you get into a frantic situation like this, it's never good. So we'll just have to wait and see, I guess, Bob.
Certainly, Steve. Okay, we'll move on now and talk about some other issues, because this is maybe not relevant to anybody but our close-knit group here. But let's talk about a few things. One other personal story. I have a friend, colleague of this show, working behind the scenes, producer, writer, mm-hmm. Webmaster, and so on and so forth. They're very conscious people, very conscious people. And they really have done great work with their own family, and they have a family like we do. Okay, and our children are similar ages. Anyways, they have a sister who is going to have a baby, and this is such a happy thing, and it really is a great thing. Well, there's one problem, Steve. This sister is steadfast on circumcision. And this family is trying to convince the sister not to circumcise and not to vaccinate and everything else. So I wanted to ask our listeners for some advice, because I can't come up with any advice, because my family was just as crazy and I had to put up with the same battles, and I probably scared family members off left and right with my abrasive, nasty attitude that I have. You know, I don't care. You want me to mutilate my son? You want me to poison my son with mercury and thimerosal? Go to hell. Literally. But we got to be tactful sometimes. And this family member is already resisting the information. I want my listeners to call up or email me, thebobtuskinshow@gmail.com, with some advice for my friend here, how to deal with a family member trying to convince this family member not to mutilate their child, not to vaccinate their child, and just overall explain to this family member who's on a different part of the path what is and isn't sane practices when it comes to children and life in general, but in this case, circumcision and vaccination. How do you deal with that? What methods of communicating have you utilized to reach out to your family members that you've seen are effective, and which, for that matter, methods have you used that are not effective, that haven't worked for you? 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. That's the toll-free number to join us, and I would love to get your take on that. So please call up on that issue with your comments, because we could use the help. All right, one more thing, Steve. I know I said the last one was one more thing. You there, Steve?
Yeah, I am.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Saturday night, Steve, I'm back in town. The family and I are going to visit these friends. And we are driving down the road and we see a dog out in the country running around. And I slow down to see if the dog has a collar. Not only does the dog not have a collar, but it's skinny. And it's panting and dehydrated. And it's got ticks and fleas all over it, with ticks all around his eyes.
Oh,
and it's a pit bull mix, puppy ish. It's probably 1 to 2 years old. Well, when I come back, I want to tell you about this dog, and I also want to ask for your help. I know a lot of you out there are animal lovers, and maybe you can empathize with what happened. We'll take that up when we get back.
The Bob Tuskin Show.
Dozens of diseases, ranging from the common cold and flu to MRSA and pneumonia, are all caused by infectious pathogens that often get the upper hand on conventional medical treatments. Fortunately, a simple, safe, and effective alternative exists. Supernatural Silver is a new and vastly improved type of silver solution that is safe and extremely effective against 143 types of bacteria, both forms of viruses, mold and yeast, and a limited number of parasites. It can even purify water. Supernatural Silver comes in both liquid and gel for internal or external use. With over 180 scientific studies by independent universities, hospitals, research institutions, and nursing homes, Supernatural Silver is a powerful weapon in the fight against disease. To see how Supernatural Silver can give you and your loved ones protection and peace of mind, go to SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off and like us on Facebook.
Whew, nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
That moment of panic. Sheer terror, really. You're afraid to answer the phone. Frightened by who might be at the door. If you're facing foreclosure or being harassed by debt collectors, you know the feeling. You need to visit whatliesinyourdebt.com to turn the tables on the banksters, collection agencies, and other crooks. Whatliesinyourdebt.com has solutions. Whatliesinyourdebt.com features live training webinars from experts, a member forum, support from experts who've been where you are right now and came out the other side in a better financial situation. If you are like millions of Americans who are behind on their mortgage, behind on their credit cards, or just being harassed by debt collectors, then this system is for you. We promise. If you cannot stop your foreclosure, even if it's imminent, if you cannot stop those debt collectors from bugging you, if you cannot clean up your credit, and finally, if you cannot make a few thousand bucks during the entire process, make money from the debt collectors, yes, at whatliesinyourdebt.com, we will refund your money 100% in the first 60 days. Don't fear the bill collectors anymore. Visit whatliesinyourdebt.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hey, neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking Extendovite. It's been approved to help my heart.
Extendovite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. And Extendovite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about Extendovite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking Extendovite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Seems the louder we're singing, the less they're hearing. Babylon got them so mindless they can't see Armageddon is nearing. I try to shake them to wake them, but they say they'd rather be sleeping. So don't be surprised if my eyes can't disguise that inside me my spirit is weeping.
Well, geez, Steve, I didn't want to hear the rest of that story, man. We were talking about circumcision off here.
Yeah.
And we're taking your calls, trying to get some advice from my friend on how to deal with a family member who is steadfast on circumcising and vaccinating, how to convince them without pushing them away. And, you know, sometimes that's the hardest thing to do, Steve, is to convince a family member because they look at you differently. They have their preconceived notions of you being that little kid who pooped his pants or whatever, bad example. But you get what I mean. They have a preconceived notion and emotional attachment to you that gets in the way of perhaps rational thinking on issues like circumcision and vaccination. So I wanted to get your calls on that. But before the break, I started to tell you about this dog that we saw on the side of the road. And it just broke our hearts, Steve. It was skinny. It was thirsty and dehydrated. It had fleas and ticks all over it.
And it came up to me when I pulled over and wagged its tail and just was begging to be picked up. So we've picked up the dog with the baby in the back seat, the wife in the back seat, and the dog in the front seat with fleas all over him and ticks all over him, and he was thirsty and hungry, and we beyond what most people might expect, we took the dog in and we gave it a bath and washed it up as best as possible, and ticks are still lodged around his eyes. We fed it. It was hungry. We gave it water and everything. And we kept it overnight because all the shelters are closed and all the animal hospitals were closed. Well, today I took it to our local animal hospital. And, by the way, did I mention that we also looked everywhere online to see if somebody had posted that they were missing the dog? We put up a listing. Mm-hmm. Nothing. Okay, it seemed like this dog, Steve, was abandoned.
It's too bad.
It seemed like it was left out to rot. Okay. And today we took it to the local animal hospital, hoping that maybe, just maybe, their owner chipped it with the Mark of the Beast RFID chip. And by the way, those chips are not just for the dogs, they're for the owners, too. So we checked to see if there was a chip by chance, and there was no chip. So we're kind of at a dead end here as to how we can help this dog and reunite it with the owner. And if we can't reunite it with an owner, what's our next option? Well, our next option is to have it sent to a shelter. There's only one problem. The shelter will keep it and euthanize it in a matter of a week if the dog is either A, not fit to be adopted because of what they deem to be not fit to be adopted, or B, nobody asks or adopts the dog or chooses that dog. The statistics are startling, Steve. A huge percentage of dogs are euthanized in this community. And being that we're in a rural area, I'm from South Florida in the city, Steve, and I'm not used to seeing dogs being dropped off in the middle of the country and left to fend for themselves. And it's just disgusting and breaks my heart what these people, okay, did to this dog, leaving him out there.
Yeah, it's a sad story. Can you adopt the dog if they?
Well, long story short, Steve, the dog is spending the night at the animal hospital. If I want to adopt the dog, I'm going to have to pay for the medicine, the diagnosis to see if it has heartworms. I'm going to try to avoid vaccinating this dog if I will be allowed to. They might force vaccinate this dog because as far as my research tells me, Steve, vaccinations for dogs are just as bad. Okay. The dog's also intact. I'm really hesitant to change that. Ironic that we've been talking about circumcision. But it's going to cost me and my family some money that we don't necessarily have right now, to be honest. But my wife was in tears. I was just about in tears. The baby, you should have seen the baby, Steve. He was saying, dog, you know, more so than ever before. And he was concerned. We have another dog already, and we feel really connected, and I don't want to get all Pollyannish here, but we feel obligated to save this dog. And I know we can't save every dog and we can't save the world, but listen, folks, bottom line is, if you would like to help me and my family help this dog, and I'll post pictures and stuff and maybe do a write-up and keep you abreast as to his progress in recovery, because the dog's sick and he needs medical care, and we need to really rehabilitate this dog to the point in which he'll be suitable to live, let alone be adopted by my family, which we are willing to do. And we've come to this conclusion after a lot of, you know, thought and conflict, and, you know, it was really tough on us, Steve. We were going back and forth. We're saying, how can we take this dog? We can't even afford to do this and do that. it was a real dilemma. So I've thought about it, and I said to myself, you know, it's not going to be hugely expensive. If we could just get X amount of dollars together, which, is, you know, it's not thousands of dollars, okay? Not a lot of money. I can pay to have the vet treat this dog, because the vet won't treat him unless the money's there. And if the money's not there, they send him over to the clinic, and the clinic doesn't treat him. They wait until the dog dies or is adopted. That's the bottom line, and that's the situation we're in. So I hate to ask our listeners, because I know that this, I don't want this to be a burden on you guys either, but if you're so compelled to help out with some Federal Reserve notes to make this possible, or even to pay the bill directly, I don't care. Email me, thebobtuskinshow@gmail.com. You can PayPal that email, some Federal Reserve notes, thebobtuskinshow@gmail.com, thebobtuskinshow@gmail.com. You can go to the website and bobtuskin.com, that is Bob Tuskin, T-U-S-K-I-N is how you spell the last name, and you can click the donate button and you can send a few Federal Reserve notes that way, or you can email me for a P.O. box to help that way as well. But we're really looking to my listeners and my extended family for some help here. Yeah, it was tough, Steve.
Sounds good. Yeah, I think it's a good cause. Yeah, if you can. Well, let's see. Get it in there, and if you can, Bob, you know, see if maybe somebody else might adopt it. But if not, then we'll see if we can try to help you.
Well, that's the problem. In order for him to be adopted, we got to get him help, and I got to pay for the money because he's suffering now, Steve.
Yeah. Wow.
And they won't give him help. They won't give him care.
Yeah.
So I'm going to catch 22 here. In order for him to be adopted, and we'll adopt him. You know, we'll be the ones to adopt him. But we got to get him healthy first and get those ticks out of his eyes and get him, you know, the check out to make sure he's not heartworm. He's a mess, man. He's a real mess. So anyways, yeah, I had to share that. I had to get that off my chest. Oh, and I'll throw in something for you. If you feel so compelled to help and want to name the dog, we haven't come up with a name yet, and I know that's the last thing on my mind right now to a certain extent. But if you want to dictate a name with your donation, feel free to as well, or at least we'll consider it. All right, Steve, I see some people have called up to help us out with some suggestions on what exactly we can do to help my friend out and give her some advice in dealing with a family member on the circumcision and vaccination issue, and just in general, how do we communicate with family and not scare them away and not push them away further so that they're more compelled to just consider you as a crazy conspiracy theorist and shut the door for good and prohibit them from really seeing what you and I know in our hearts is the truth.
Definitely have a lot of information about vaccinations that people should look very, very deeply into before they make
decisions. And the scary thing, Steve, though, is that no matter how much information you provide and how rational you are, sometimes, Steve, you'll still get irrational and emotional responses from your family members and friends and are the same and so on and so forth. So that's kind of the dilemma that my friends are in and many of us are in as well. So I wanted to share thoughts on that. And we will do so next hour as soon as we get back. I promise I'll go right to the phone lines. 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443.
The Bob Tuskin Show. With finance.